Now I have the pleasure of bringing on Tony Clayton. He is co-founder and VP of Heal Syrian USA. How you doing, Tony?
Good, thank you.
Good. So I want to hear the story about how you started Heal Syrian in the USA. What happened and what are you doing with this company?
Well, my wife and I had run a company called All Star Networks, which is a technology distribution company, and we had successfully taken on a Wi-Fi phone from Korea that was struggling to get into the North America market. And we successfully grew that business 20% year on year for about 5 years. And we were happy running All Star Networks, but we suddenly, out of the blue, got a call from Korea from this company called Heal Syrian. It was a doctor who'd invented this handheld ultrasound, and they were really struggling to bring that product to market in the U.S. And we took the product over. We took it around to a few contacts who loved the product, and we very quickly realized that this is not an ordinary ultrasound product. This is going to be a market disruptor. So what we did is we proposed to them that we build a company dedicated to this product, and we basically shut down our old business and threw ourselves 100% into developing Heal Syrian USA.
Well, I can see why. So the product that that Tony is holding in his hand, for anybody listening on our podcast, it's a device about the size of, let's call it, two ice cream sandwiches butted up against one another lengthwise. So it's probably about a foot long, 3 or 4 inches wide. And it does an ultrasound. Now, this ultrasound, give me a use case for this ultrasound, because it's obviously very small. And it's wireless.
Correct. So, for example, if you went to a sports medicine doctor and you wanted to see some of the muscle tears in your shoulder, this product enables that PT to be able to see underneath the skin. Mm-hmm. It uses ultrasound, so it enables him to very clearly see the damage that has been done to the underlying structures. Mm-hmm. Another example is if you're delivering stem cell injections or if you are doing any guided procedures, the ultrasound, for the very first time, is enabling you to see that needle go in to the structure, and it enables that practitioner to see the medicine being delivered right where he needs or she needs it to be.
And then it hooks up wirelessly. When I say hooks up, it's cordless. It's a wireless connection to a monitor. So the physician or the practitioner would look on the monitor and be able to see what was normally part
exactly.
of this big, this large unit, right? Maybe on a cart with a big TV.
Yes, very so it
bulky.
Gives you the versatility to take this anywhere. It's a real point of care ultrasound device is what it is.
So you said disruption, and you know, we don't let those terms slide by casually. What do you mean? Who does it disrupt?
Well, what it disrupts is the traditional ultrasound business is a very it's a very expensive business. Ultrasound is performed by extremely well-trained, qualified sonographers. But what we're doing is we're taking this technology at such a low price point now, really a tenth of the traditional capabilities that this delivers, a tenth of the cost. And we're now able to bring that ultrasound right to the point of care. So it means now a whole new area of people can now start to use ultrasound to have an inside look okay. The patient.
So you sell these to the practitioners. These are not available to the consumer, right?
Because correct. Okay, yes.
So it's geared to somebody, a professional who might use these. But when you say a whole new realm of users, we're talking about people that might have a mobile physical therapy business or something like that. Does it go
yes,
all the way to
exactly.
that?
Exactly. For example, today there's approximately 220,000 physical therapists in okay. the U.S., and they haven't traditionally used ultrasound because of cost and training, right. et cetera.
They're getting their information from the doctor.
Yeah, they right. refer their patients out. Well, now, with this technology, they can, not all of the detailed structures, but what they can do is they can now treat, visualize, engage with the patient, at a level that they could never do before, because we're introducing, again, this product at such a low price point that they can now use ultrasound as a technology to augment what yeah. they do.
And I may have misspoken there. A physical therapist by nature is a doctor,
yes.
but in most cases, right?
Yes.
Or in all cases?
A PT. Yep.
Okay. A PT, the physical therapist, he or she needs to have some kind of medical degree, a doctor.
Yes.
They're a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure I understood that. So thinking about that, so what's happening with the business? So you have this really cool product. It's a tenth of the price. Can I ask how much it is?
Yes, our list okay. price is $8,000.
Sounds like a deal.
But it is. And that...
Normally they're $80,000-ish.
Well, I would say this is the equivalent of a $50,000 product.
Okay.
You know, so... that includes all of the training yeah. for the person. We deliver half a day training.
And I can hook it to my iPhone, and with one hand I'm holding up my iPhone, and the
iPad,
other hand I've got
your
the physical
iPhone,
therapy.
Your Android wow. phone, and you can bounce that to a TV, which is great for patient engagement, because now the patient can really get involved in seeing what's going on inside. And
okay.
that studies have shown that once a person sees what's wrong yeah. with them, they can really emotionally get committed to
okay,
the healing process.
Okay, so you've got this product, you've got you driving, your job is to go make you don't have to manufacture them, somebody else is doing that. Your job really is to drive sales.
Awareness and yeah,
awareness
sales.
And sales. So what's happening with the business since you've launched it?
Right, so we launched the business 1st of June of last year. We have grown the business. It's now a $500,000 business, which we're really proud of. We've grown the business 50% quarter on quarter, every quarter. We've just finished our first mm-hmm. quarter of this calendar year. Again, 50% growth, and we're now first month on track again to do that again this quarter. So we're very excited. This calendar year, we should be topping over $1 million.
Wow.
And...
what about okay?
As a
so,
small business,
hey,
it's a challenge. Having
this,
a great
yes.
product is good, but getting the reach out there and having to compete about with GE, Philips, the big yes. players who really do not want to see.
Yeah. So when they show Tony, when they see Tony show up, they're like, "Oh no! Here comes a guy with a product that we really have trouble competing with."
Well, so I would honestly say right now I don't think they're too worried okay. about Tony, because we're such a small dot on the screen, but we will become bigger. But our big challenge is, while we're extremely successful on a individual private practice type level, going from doctor to doctor, it is really difficult for us to get into institutional sales. So the Sutters, the Kaisers, mm-hmm. all of the big organizations. As a tiny company in Roseville, it's hard to bridge that that gap and be able to connect with decision makers in that. And that's our big challenge.
I think that's a common challenge that entrepreneurs face, is I've got something, it's working, now I have to scale it. Now maybe we can go into a little more depth on the problem. So is it the funds necessary to hire the sales force? Is it not knowing where to start? How do you, pinpointing the problem, I mean, how do we solve it?
Yeah, well, so part of the challenge is as you say, the sales force, in that because we're commoditizing really ultrasound. Mm-hmm. That's basically it. And what that means is that traditional ultrasound salespeople, they're not going to be pulling $5,000 commission from an individual sale on this. You know, they're pulling all significantly less. So that means that they have to sell a large number of units to make a full-time sales position viable.
Have you considered a strategic alliance? I have friends that are in the medical industry that sell, manufacture, distribute other products in this world. Are there certain alliances that
And that's what we're beginning to do. So we are beginning to reach out to partners to align. And again, it's really finding the right partner, because today a lot of the established bigger players are quite happy selling a $50,000 machine to a customer and getting $10,000-$15,000 commission, rather than selling what the customer really should be having, which is our product.
And what makes me wonder is, I've seen this kind of thing happen in the past, and there are complementary products to that other people sell to physical therapists that sell to the same user of an ultrasound machine. It makes me think that one of those might be a more suitable fit, because they're not cannibalizing their own product. It's a new offering, if you will.
And so we have a mixture of some part-time direct salespeople. We have resellers that are focused on our particular target markets, like the PTs, the family practitioners, the chiropractors, etc. So what we're doing is identifying some of the key strong resellers in those areas that are prepared to take our product on, as well as trying to develop our social media outreach to create the demand that will encourage those people to take the product on.
Well, interesting. It's a brand new concept, and it's interesting to hear you share these stories that I hear kind of on a regular basis. We help entrepreneurs to be entrepreneurs, and so many times that's sort of like getting over the hump, right? Establishing the leadership team, establishing the sales force. Beyond that, and obviously that is a key to taking it to another level, but like, how big would the market be? Where do you see this thing in 5 or 10 years? What's the opportunity that solving this might mean for somebody if they came in and helped you out?
Oh, it's definitely a $250 million business eventually.
Okay.
The handheld wireless ultrasound market. It's just in the... I worked for HP for 27 years, and so I was fortunate enough to go from the transition from mainframe computing to desktop computing, and I've seen it go from desktop computing to our smartphone. And this product and this platform is going to be like the same explosion you've seen from the desktop to your smartphone. There are new markets out there that we don't even know about that this can be applied to. So the potential is huge. It's just, as you say, scaling. Yes. And so, you know, we're delighted to have organizations like HaneyBiz around that can help tiny companies like us, and we use your services.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay, I did not even know that. What's your services? That's pretty sad. I don't even know our client here. Okay.
So Nick does our Nick is essentially our CFO.
Okay. So, how's he treating? How's old Nick treating you?
Smart.
This sounds like an infomercial. I had no idea we were doing your accounting.
No, he's a very smart guy, and we've attended several, and I've watched your podcasts, and it's the same story that we would recommend. Stick to what you as the entrepreneur are good at, and then hire in great people, leverage off for the areas that you're not good at. And we're grateful for HaneyBiz to provide that opportunity.
Wow. I am grateful for you as well, and to see something launching that's got so much potential right here out of the hometown we love. You're right here out of Roseville, and here you are at the beginning stages of really building something quite important, and it's based, obviously you're getting your products from overseas, but the launch of the sales network is happening right here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So any other advice? I mean, any other thoughts toward like that next one that's thinking about, because you got yourself, you were actually working on a different venture, and then this one sort of like showed up in your lap, for lack of a better term. Any advice to the other entrepreneurs that are out there just sort of chipping away, and then a new idea comes along?
Well, I would say pick something that you're passionate about. You hear stories about these go-get-em entrepreneurs who are, keen to win. Well, I have to say, for me personally, it's not about the winning. It's about it's about helping people and being passionate about helping people and finding something that you are really passionate about making a difference in the world. I worked for HP for 27 years, and I'm very grateful. Certainly in the early days, it was a wonderful organization to be a part of. But having a kick up the butt and being early retired at 52 and finding yourself on the street was a challenge. And I had to really think about what I wanted to do for the rest of my working life. And I very quickly decided that I wanted to spend the rest of my time making lives different, making lives better. And that's what I'm so excited about, what we're doing today, because we are making a difference. Every one of our devices will save a life. And that's an amazing thing to come to work every day that you're going to do. One of our sonographers, she puts a sticker on her unit every time she discovers a life-threatening disease 5-10 years early. And that's what our product is doing. It enables the healthcare community to identify disease early, not only as we talked earlier about, being best practice in doing guided injections and educating the customer, but it will pick disease up early. There's no reason why you can't, when you get height, weight measured, you go into the doctor, that you can't have 3 or 4 critical points now with ultrasound to detect this early disease. So it's a very exciting area, and I'm just very grateful to be in that position and having the opportunity.
Wow. Tony Clayton, building the entrepreneurial dream from getting an early retirement in a major corporation and maybe not knowing what he's going to do, to now saving lives and chasing his entrepreneurial dream. Thank you for being such an inspiration, Tony. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.